Obviously disappointed in yesterday's loss, but not discouraged. Disappointing and discouraged are two different things in my mind. I think our team understands kind of where we are. We started the second half of the season and didn't get done what our goal was, which was to go to Detroit and win the game. I think our guys fought extremely hard, played as well in some situations and some areas of the game as we played all year. But at the same time, it wasn't enough. We got to continue to get better. We got to continue to work at the little things and the big things in order to give ourselves an opportunity to win a game. And I said win a game because you got to win one before you can win two. I think we get that. Like I said, I thought, offensively, I thought we ran the ball better. We still left some plays out there on the field. I think our players saw them, understand it. The chase for perfection in everything we do is real. We have to do that to give ourselves the best chance to have success to win. On defense, played well early and then had some breakdowns, in the second half. We got to continue to work at those things. And again, communication, being in the right place that we need to be fundamentally, playing our assignments, are still things that catch us from time to time. Special teams, I think we did some good things. It's good to see Gonzo bounce back and do well kicking. The little guy, Agnew, is a special talent. I mean, he's a really good punt returner. So I thought our guys did well for the most part. But again, there's some things that we can keep shoring up there as well. So we'll go back into this week, making sure that we chase those things as hard as we can so that we can get better as a football team, because I think our guys more so than ever understand how important those things are to give us a chance to win. On the injuries front, I mean, there's really a couple of things to talk about. One is Jamie Collins. He has an MCL that will keep him out the rest of the year. And that's unfortunate. That's a big blow to our defensive football team because he's one of our best players and one of our leaders and one of our real good locker room guys. And we'll miss him, but that's football. It happens. And he'll grow and get back as soon as he can and be stronger and better for it. And then Sean Coleman's in concussion protocol. So that's kind of where we are. Deshaun with the ribs, as I said yesterday, I think Deshaun would be fine. Everything was negative that way. I'm sure he's sore, but he'll be fine.
So did you say surgery for Collins or no?
I just think it's the MCL, see where it is. Yeah, see where it is and kind of go from there. But it'd keep him out the rest of the year.
Gotcha. As far as the last play of the first half here, if Deshaun audibled out of it, and I know that's part of his growth, which is you're allowing him to make those decisions.
I take responsibility for it. I'm not, again, let's just put that one to bed. It's on me. It's not on Deshaun. It's not on the offensive unit. I coach the offensive unit. I coach the quarterback. So as I said yesterday, I'm not going back off of that. It's totally on me, not on him. Whatever we think he should have did or could have did or any of that stems from my teaching of him. So I take full responsibility for that.
Wrong on that.
Don't want to get into that. Next question.
Is it a torn MCL for Jamie?
Mary Kay, I know that there's damage there, to the degree of what it is, I don't know that.
The Lions are holding Deshaun at the end of the half.
I'm sorry?
When the Lions are holding Deshaun at the end of the half and laying on Sean Coleman.
That's a better way to ask the question.
we're working into that.
I know you guys are.
I mean, what do the officials say? Are they allowed to do that?
Again, in that situation, I think the offensive unit's in a tough spot, because that's what defensive teams are taught to do. So, like I said, I take responsibility for it. I can't put our guys in that spot, And so, again, I know a lot of people feels like that's the reason why we lost the game. I don't feel that at all. It was an opportunity for us to score more points. But it's not the reason why we lost the game. I mean, we came back out and tied the game and then went ahead by a touchdown. So I get it. I know everybody's fuming about it. I am too. I'm kicking myself many a times about it. But at the same time, we kept playing. And our guys responded. And we had our chances. And we just got to do more.
So what did you learn that you'll do differently in that situation?
I do a better job of coaching. Just that simple.
On
Okay, but I mean, I don't want to get into what I'm going to do. None of that matters. I mean, yesterday there was a mistake made, and we own it. I owned it. Doesn't matter. I owned it. So that's it. I'll get better, do better. Whatever you guys want to write or say, that's what it'll be. We'll get it better.
Second half, I think 21 innings for Detroit there. Mm-hmm. Where was the breakdown? I mean, because the defense really came out on fire in that first half. What happened in the second half?
They made some adjustments, and I think there were some things that we let slip away from us a little bit. You know, some plays that we felt like we should have made, some things that we could have did better that we did not do on defense. And it's very uncharacteristic of us that way and at that time. But that happened. So we got to get better. I think our players have seen it and our coaches. Coach Williams has definitely pointed that out to everybody, and we got to get back to playing Browns defense, and we will.
Jamie didn't play a ton of games for you this year because he missed time early, but what do you miss when he's not out there?
He's a big-time player. I think when he got hurt, he got a pick that led to a touchdown for us, you know. So I think he was right on the cusp of starting to make those special plays that we all anticipate that he would make. But again, as I said, he's a tremendous guy in the locker room, on the practice field, how he works, how he leads, and we love him as a player. So we'll miss him.
For the first time, you really kind of had your whole defense together healthy, and you could kind of see the way they started off, what the potential was there with all of them.
Absolutely. You know, it's, again, like I said, it's unfortunate, you know, because, again, I think, you know, those guys were all getting back healthy, getting ready to play, and like you said, started off playing well, and to have that happen, especially when something good was happening. I mean, got hurt in the middle of interception, you know, so it's tough, but we'll keep going.
With all that, you guys have given up 19 passing touchdowns.
Yes, yes, we have.
So what is missing that on defense has allowed that many already?
Well, I think it's a unit issue. You know, we have to cover better. We have to rush the quarterback better. We got to make sure we get the quarterback off his spot a little bit more. You know, we got to make these quarterbacks uncomfortable. You know, and we weren't able to really, truly affect them that way. I think we had some sacks. You know, I think we had some pressures. But we didn't truly affect the quarterback the way we think we can with the personnel that we have. So we just got to keep getting better.
What did you like best about Deshaun's game yesterday?
I thought early he did a good job of being very ball protecting and team protecting with the ball, I should say. And I thought that he did a great job of getting us in and out of the huddle. Did a great job of audibling to different plays that were there that was on his schedule of plays, handled those things well. That was a check when we threw the touchdown to Kenny Britt. I thought that was outstanding. That's something we hadn't done all year. I mean, it's how you score more touchdowns. So I thought he stepped his game up. The other thing that for me as the head coach was watching his energy with the defense, with the special teams units, because as a quarterback, you're the quarterback of the team, but you're also the leader of this football team. So I saw his energy picking up the defense, picking up the special teams units, and that's what the quarterback has to do. And I thought he did a good job of that yesterday.
You teach a young team to deal with momentum swings within a game. And what I'm referencing is when Deshaun went out, Cody came in. It just it felt like watching it that all that momentum, all that positive energy you guys had, it seemed to dissipate. So how do you teach young kids to deal with that?
Well, that's real. You know what you just said? I mean, that's something that really happens, and you have to very quickly move on. You know, I'm sure everybody was worried what was going on with Deshaun, but at the same time, the game was going on. They wasn't slowing the game down or taking a halftime deal for us to see what was going to happen. And we have to move on from that as fast as we can, and that's what we tried to do. We tried to put our team in a situation where we could still make plays as if the game was still going, you know, and it didn't happen that way. So, again, we have to do better. When I say we, starting with us as coaches, and then the players that are coming in there for those guys, it's got to be seamless. Those guys got to hit the ground running as best they can and make it feel just like they were in there from start to finish, and that's what you have to do.
The way Kaiser ran.
I'm sorry.
What did you think of the way Kaiser ran?
Oh, no, I thought he did a good job of running with the football. Wish he could have scored down there right before the half. Then we would be having this conversation about what happened. you know. But I told him, why didn't you cut back? You know, but no, he did a good job of running with the football. I want him to protect himself a little more. There was one in the middle of the field. I think he took off on 20-yard run or something like that, and he slid. And he slid a little too soon at that time, you know. So he's learning. No, he's willing to run with the football, and I think that's a huge part of it. He's not afraid. He did a good job running with the football yesterday, and so we'll ask him to do some of that, but, you know, in a controlled situation when we do it.
On that play that you don't want to talk about.
Good one, Tony.
A lot of times it looks like not everyone knew what the play was. I mean, the valve ran a route into the end zone.
That means you watched the tape, Tony. Nice job. Nice job, Tony.
I'm wondering.
Well, again, Tony is on me. Tony is on me. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm not going to get into all that because it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's me. You know, I coach the offense. I relate things to the quarterback and tell him what to do. So, that's on me. It's not on him. It's not on the offense. On we go.
Called your last time out with 1:17 left in the half, I think. Could you just go into thinking on why you used it then?
I used it then because there was a play that I wanted to make sure that we were prepared for David, that we almost, which to me should have been a touchdown, not from the official. I mean, we got to lay that ball in the back pylon. David's got to run back there. It's just these little detail things that, to me, because I knew we had it. You know, and I felt very good about it. But I wanted to make sure we orchestrated it the right way, get out of the huddle the right way, people lined up in the exact spots. Because sometimes when you know you got them and you can nail it, you want to nail it, you know. And I was just concerned that you got to say all these things into the headset so he can coach all these people on where to be, how to be, and those things. And I felt it was best to take a timeout, settle everybody down, tell everybody, you know, exactly what we were trying to do, and we could hit it, and we missed it by that much. And the game comes down to inches sometimes, and that's what happened.
Why have those fades been so difficult? I mean, I know you guys practice that stuff over and over again. Yesterday, you know, as you said, you miss it by that much, but why has it been so difficult for you guys to hit on those this year?
Again, it's disappointing because we've had our chances, you know, so we just got to make those plays. You know, we got to continue to throw them. We got to continue to do it. We feel like we have a huge target in David. I think he can make those plays. We can make the throws. We just haven't done it consistently enough. We did a little bit early, and now we've fallen off a little bit, so we got to get back to it.
What happened to him yesterday?
I mean, he went in there and battled. I mean, he didn't hit all the balls that I'm sure he wanted to. That happens when you're the backup. You walk into the game and you want to do that. I'm sure Cody's out there trying as hard as he can. Didn't have some luck that way. So, again, when he walks out there, he gets it. I got to go make plays for the football team to continue to be successful until Deshaun's able to come back. And we just didn't do that yesterday.
I mean, he was sacked 3 times.
Thank you. I saw it. I was at the game, too. I saw it. Yeah.
Did he think that there was help behind him on the play where Kizer takes the shot at the ribs? Because he had the cornerback there, and he turned in. So
it's on Coach Jackson. Okay. I'll take that one, too.
You're going to block that one back?
Yeah, I do. I got to get out there and get that done. I do.
The Tregs there, you're
going to
take that one too?
I'll take that one too. I told you, I wasn't kidding. Anything that happens on offense is on me. That's how I feel. I'm being very honest with you. I mean, it doesn't. At the end of the day, I got to get these guys to do it and do it right. I mean, that's my job. That's our coach's job. So it starts with me.
Does Burgess now take over for Collins?
Yes, sir. He will.
Would you consider bringing Hogan back to active status?
Oh, I would consider it. Yes, I would. Oh, yeah. No question.
Decision right now.
No, I mean today's Monday, right? What is today? Monday? Monday. Yeah. Days run together when you don't sleep. You know how that goes.
What about Corey Coleman? Will he all systems go for this?
Absolutely. Season? Let's go, Corey.
You mentioned the pass rush not truly affecting Stafford. What did you see out of Miles?
I thought he played hard. You know, I did. You know, again, he's gonna get everybody's best shot. You know, their goal is to make sure he doesn't get the quarterback down. He was close a couple of times, but I think he'll be first to tell you he don't want to be close. He want to get him down, you know. There's some things he can do better. I mean, it was his first action back playing again, too. So He's got to get back, you know, to playing the way Miles can play, and we got to continue to keep turning him loose and let him go get the quarterback. So, again, that was a good game to get him back in the flow because it was a good quarterback, good opponent, and he's got to go continue to get better.
Did Zach Banner do enough to put trust in you to start him if you have to?
If we had to, I would. You know, I thought he battled. There's some things he can do better. I mean, I thought he held his own for the most part. Again, but when you're playing, you know, 10, 12 plays as opposed to going out there from first play on, that's different. So, but I thought he battled well. But if that's what we have to do, that's what we have to do.
Spencer, still
about that? Yes, sir. Spencer played well. If I can say one thing, I thought Spencer Durango played really well yesterday. And I told him that. I thought he finished on runs. I thought he finished in pass protection. You know, he battles. And so I thought he did some good things.
Now, Coach, how much did it impact the defensive game plan? How much did it change the defensive game plan?
I think you guys know Greg. Greg doesn't get caught up in that. I think Greg goes right to plan B, you know, because I think Greg's always prepared on those things when they do happen. We plan so many different packages to just go to this. But that being said, as the head coach of the team, that's difficult when you lose one of your best players, you know, and that's what we did. As a group, as a defensive unit group, nobody is going to tell you or feel sorry for what happened. But at the same time, I think they know one of the best players were out of the game, and he could have helped if he was healthy. So, again, I think, you know, to all of us, you know, Greg, myself, the defensive unit, we're not going to – can't worry about it. We'll miss him, but we got to find a way to get it done. Thank you.